Snow and ice fall across the Tuscarawas Valley. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by Heritage Country Store. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Michaela Madison. And that early morning snowstorm affecting a number of local organizations and school districts. We have one school running on a delay today. That's Kent State University at Tuscarawas. No AM classes. Only essential personnel should report. The regular schedule there at Kent Tusk will resume at noon. A long list of closures today, including Buckeye Career Center, Claymont, Connaughton Valley, Dover, East Holmes Local Schools and West Holmes Local Schools, Garraway, Immaculate Conception, Indian Valley Local Schools. Again, these districts all closed today, as well as New Philadelphia, New Comerstown, Ridgewood, Sandy Valley, Starlight School, Strasburg, TCC Schools, and Tuscarawas Valley Local Schools. All those districts closed. As for local organizations and services affected, American Professional Truck Driving School in Janaden Hutton is closed. The Janaden Hutton Public Library closed. Harkness Senior Nutrition closed today. New Comerstown Public Library closed. The notary public test that was set to take place at the Tuscarawas County Annex Building has been canceled. Senior Center in Dover running on a two-hour delay. They'll resume services at 10 a.m. Simply Easy Home-Delivered Meals, which serves Tuscarawas, Carroll, and Harrison counties in the area, not delivering today. Trinity Medical Group locations delayed until 12 p.m. And Valley View Community Church's Awana program tonight has been canceled. Don't forget you can find that complete list by visiting WTUZ.com. And communities across Tuscarawas County reacting to the winter storm that hit the area early this morning. A snow ban is currently in effect for the village of Denison. Village officials note this comes amid roughly 5 inches of snow reported on village streets. Areas affected there in Denison include Grant Street from the Western Corporation limit to North 4th Street, the 800 and 900 blocks of North 1st Street, Wilson Street from the Corporation limit behind Trinity Hospital Twin City to North 2nd Street in that area of 1st Street from North 2nd Street to the Trinity Hospital Twin City property. Village officials asking residents to remove all vehicles from the roadway or the police department will have vehicles towed. Additionally, a parking ban in place right now for the village of Strasburg until 6 p.m. this evening. And snow and parking bans may be in place in other local communities as well. Residents are asked to check online for more information. Winter storm warning is in effect now through 6 p.m. this evening, and county officials are asking residents to use extreme caution when traveling. Tuscarawas County Engineer Joe Bachman says if you do have to drive, take your time and remember to give snowplows plenty of room.
It's just a matter of the driver having a little patience with us and the cities and villages that are taking care of the roads. Slow down and just allow yourself some extra time whenever there's weather conditions like this.
The American Red Cross Executive Director Kim Crow also noting you should walk cautiously as well and use handrails when possible.
Assume all wet, dark areas on pavement are black ice. And something else, too, we always talk about don't text and drive. Don't text and walk because you're not paying attention to what you're doing, and that definitely increases the likelihood of you slipping and falling.
And again, the latest school closings, delays, organizations affected, snow parking bans in place can be found at WTUZ.com. Well, in other news this morning, the Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency welcoming volunteers interested in learning more about the Medical Reserve Corps. EMA Director Alex McCarthy says he works closely with the Tuscarawas County Health Department in coordinating that group and preparing them for a possible disaster involving an illness outbreak.
It is an all-volunteer group of people. The main intent of this is to be used for point of distribution sites. If there is a mass disease outbreak in the county, we might need to do a mass vaccination on everybody.
McCarthy adds the county currently has 3 designated distribution sites, but they are looking to establish more, and therefore the need for volunteers will increase.
We're hoping to get the Medical Reserve Group kind of trained to do other things as well, perhaps search and rescue or traffic or damage assessment. So hopefully down the road can become more of a multi-purpose sort of group, but the main intent is to have people trained to help with the immunization process.
More information can be found at WTUZ.com. In state news this morning, a federal judge in Ohio ordering attorneys and others to keep quiet about settlement discussions involving hundreds of lawsuits filed over the county's opioid epidemic. Judge Dan Polster says parties to the lawsuits can only reveal whether meetings have happened or will happen. Polster issuing a gag order yesterday banning discussion of the contents of the settlement discussions, along with assessments of the talks or commentary on them. And in sports, the struggling Cavs falling to Orlando last night, 116-98. Now, Cleveland's record since Christmas Day, just 6-13. They do welcome Minnesota to the Q tonight with an 8 o'clock tip-off. Your 9 o'clock news brought to you by Heritage Country Store. Your Z Country forecast is on the way.
Have you visited Agland Country Store in New Philadelphia? They are Tuscarawas County's only Purina certified expert dealer. They carry a complete line of pet products from dogs and cats to potbelly pigs. Agland also has horse and livestock feeds, nutrition and healthcare products, grooming and show supplies intact. They carry garden seed and supplies, deer, wildlife, and wild bird supplies as well. And there are experts on hand to answer your questions. Agland Country Store, West High Avenue in New Philly.
A winter storm warning is in effect for today for snow. Some sleet and freezing rain can mix in at times, especially to the south and east of New Philadelphia. Snow accumulations ranging from about 4 to 8 inches today. Look for the snow to taper off somewhat this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Tonight, scattered snow showers, low temperature 12. Tomorrow, clouds, some breaks of sun, high temperature in the mid-20s. Down to 12 Friday morning, but then warming up Friday with mostly cloudy skies, stray rain or snow showers, highs near 40. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
And don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.